Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back here on our Facebook Live broadcast today with Freed on Business. We've got a whole bunch of great people here today. We're going to talk a little later with Alan Garfinkel to talk about how you can handle your business interruption insurance and other issues going on with your condo associations. We're going to go right now with Rebecca Carlson and Andre Senni. We're going to talk about marketing yourself in today's world. Hey, guys, welcome.
Hey, Jim, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Andres must be in his bathrobe or something. He's not letting the video.
My makeup artist stayed home for the, you know, sheltered in place, but looking forward to being on next time. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Just to give a heads up to Reagan, I'm having a hard time on Facebook Live. It's not going out. I don't know what to do. So if you can figure that out, let me know. Otherwise, we're taping this and we'll put it up for everybody anyway. Look, here we are. Everybody's confused. Everybody's freaked out. And that's not what you want to project as your image in the marketplace. So, you know, I've been working to technically access a bunch of people. Here we are on Zoom like this. We're in a bunch of different places. That's one example of what we're doing to remote work. So my real question is what do we do to improve things? And Andres, I know you've had some special calls with some special people. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that too?
Absolutely, Jim. And spot on. People are at home. They don't know what to do, which way to go. And right now, working remote is new to a lot of people, and it will become the norm in a lot of ways. So getting online, we just published the top five ways you can combat or continue to do business during this COVID crisis, including getting online with Zoom, number one. Being able to network digitally, staying in contact with your peers through LinkedIn, through Cracker.ai, through Facebook. Getting out there, providing value, giving advice. And of course, as things progress, identifying new opportunities, communicating securely, and over to Rebecca, establishing and syncing your digital self, what I call your digital self. Because now more than ever, how do we interact digitally is going to be more important.
So then,
Becca, what
think about all that?
So when Andreas published his article, I read it and suddenly it occurred to me that people's virtual worlds have suddenly become their real worlds. And for the most part, we're all adapting and trying to figure out how to understand where we fit into that entire picture, because it really is a new world to consider that almost all of your interaction is virtual now. So whether that's your phone calls, whether you're leasing space, you know, here in the commercial real estate industry, whether you're buying, selling, leasing, refinancing, interacting with your tenants who might be asking for various sorts of rental changes to their lease structures during this time, all of this has become a very virtual piece that we all get to adapt to. And I think people are doing really, really well at this, but it is a totally different, it's a total mental shift that we all have to make. And, you know, we're resilient, right? We are making this mental shift, but it is interesting to watch us as an industry and as professionals across the country change and adapt. And we get to change and adapt things outside of just, you know, utilizing Zoom that Andreas touched on in his article that I thought were really, really good.
So, yeah, I'll expand on it if I can. Zoom is the simplest example. Zoom allows us, right now, we're chatting virtually. I know my video camera's off, but I get to see Jim's face. I get to see Rebecca's face. We need to project confidence and instill confidence to our clients, depending on what business you're in, to then let them know that we're still in business and doing business securely. And as we come online, that's doing it in a new way, from our homes in a lot of cases. Jim, you're there in the finance world in Miami, moving about. What do you think? What has changed in your flow?
simple thing to answer. Right now, nothing. Right now, nothing. I'm still talking to the same people. They're still trying to figure out what's going on. They're moving slowly because they're working to be cautious. So far, they don't want to pull the plug on things that are still going to make sense. So people are starting to try to do that. It's not a panic yet. I had young people a week and a half ago. They were in a panic, but no one that's a seasoned veteran is in a panic right now. They know that things are going to settle down and there'll be opportunity as soon as things settle down. And so one of the things that people need to understand is what's the government rescue plan going to be? Once the rescue plan's in place, plans typically drive the different behavior patterns. And while people think it's always going to be the same, it's never the same. So it'll be interesting to see who they save. One time they save realtors, one time they save property owners, one time they save banks. It's always somebody different. So let's see what they do this time. I think that's what a lot of federal struggle is over right now.
Well, from real estate specifically, in 3 months, there's going to be a lot of opportunities. I think those that position themselves strongly now, digitally, becoming tech-enabled, will grow and prosper. And those that don't, are going to lose market share over. It's just that simple. As we all know, we're all friends with, we all work with people of varying sizes, developers. 3 months of hurt profits on their retailers translates to missed mortgages, translates to missed taxes. And like you said, Jim, who's going to get bailed out? And is it going to be enough? There's going to be a cascading effect across real estate owners, developers, and now's the time to be there to help. That's what we're doing over at Serial Collaborative, and that's what we've always done with one another in the industry. We shook hands and we help one another get deals done.
Why a big firm use Creco AI, Andres? What makes the difference between today and last 2 weeks ago where a big firm would want to use your system now?
So I have always said the industry has not changed and will not change. The technology either accelerates your way to closing business or gets in the way. The world just changed. Every conference, real estate conference, is postponed, is canceled. We are not out there shaking hands and doing deals in person. So how do you connect to that broker, to that investor, that project? You do it on Creco AI. You source your opportunities on our platform. You identify the technologies you need to get to your value on our platform. And our team will tell you, show you, and teach you how to do all of that at no cost. That's what we do. We're a technology advisor first and a product second. So it's a search one and done tool. What has changed is everybody's at home realizing they've got to adapt. And by everyone, I mean the old guard, the old boys network, the new network, everyone. It's no longer when or if or should I. It's, oh my God, what am I going to do this year? And how do I do it?
So, people don't understand that yet. And right now, I don't think people are really ready for that. I think they're still trying to operate on their own historic way that they've done business. And that's not really too functional right now.
And I think it won't be functional. It's not that it isn't functional. It's not ideal. And we need to adapt and evolve the way we're operating. A lot of people are now working from home. How many of us were ready to have our client files at home to be accessing these things securely? I don't have the right answer for you. I do have some platforms that can give you the peace of mind and the security you need to operate efficiently. That's what we do, is introduce these technologies. In addition to that, it's just a shift. You're there, you're on your computer, you need to get in front of your audience, your clients and new clients. Real estate is a pipeline like anything else. If you're not out there filling the pipeline, then it's going to dry up somewhere. And yes, things are frozen to a point, but a lot of transactions and a lot of money changes hands when things freeze, when there's an economic shift like there is today.
You're
good.
A bad technology problem here, okay? But I'm done with it now. I'm going to focus on this. The real thing that we need to do is we need to come together. We need to promote poise,
collaborate,
positive energy, and we need to be here to solve people's problems. Nothing's really changed. Just what we're going to do.
how you do it and what you, nothing changes except how you're doing it. We're here to help one another and collaborate as we've always done. And that's the truth of it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'd like to add that there is a strategy that needs to happen. And I think a lot of, you know, very much as businesses, our responsibility to our customers and to our clients, to, and to the general public, to any of our virtual world entities that exist out there and are communicating, we need to be communicating our, that we are credible, that we are stable, that we need to make sure that we're removing some of the uncertainty that exists in, you know, are you still working? Probably like you guys, we've received a number of emails from companies telling us that they're working. So as a business, are you making sure that your office hours or your office policies are communicated with the people around you so that they know? Because every time that a question surfaces from uncertainty, it automatically puts your business in that position in someone's mind. So you don't want to be having questions. You want to be answering questions before they occur. Yes, we're still doing business. We're doing it differently. Things have changed a little bit in our how, but we still believe in our clients. We still believe in our customers. We're still doing business as best as possible. And I would like to add that, you know, this is an excellent time to build your online brand and to, edit your website. Make sure you've got the SSL. Make sure that your website is responsive and people can see it on tablets instead of on desktop computers, because they very well may not have all of those items with them physically if they're not able to go to their office or if they are prioritizing stay in place sorts of policies for their businesses. So there's a lot of our online interactions that we can actually spend this time elevating and improving and making better, which will lead to the feelings of stability towards our own companies and the perceptions of stabilities for the entire marketplace.
Well, that's what I'm working on. It's frustrating because the export of the product here, the Facebook Live and everything, is still, you know, we're still figuring it out, doing the best we can here, but we'll get it. I want to thank both Andres and Becca for being here today. We're going to have them on again next week on our tech show. We're planning a really big tech show to really help everybody expand their reach and collaboration here as we move forward. So thank you, Andres. Thank you, Becca. We'll look forward to having you on again next week.
Look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. We're going to stick with us because we're going to have attorney Alan Gar-